earlier today, the artist Al Hirschfeld died at his home. He was 99 years old. And joining us now to talk about Al Hirschfeld is his archivist, David Leopold. He's on the phone with us from his office in Deadmonton, Pennsylvania. Thanks very much for speaking with us.
My pleasure.
A lot of people have seen Hirschfeld's work, but may not know his name. Can you describe his drawings?
His drawings are something that I think everybody has seen, but may not realize. His drawings have been appearing in publication since 1920, and his most recent drawing just appeared in the Times, in the New York Times, just at the end of December. His style is really one that has helped establish the visual language of modern art really through caricature. He didn't really go for the smart publications as much as reaching the people. It was a joyful, life-affirming line that really delineated his characters, the performers that he drew, and joined them in their pantomime.
Was there, you know, I can see the strokes in front of my eyes. Can you characterize what it was that made his work so distinctive?
Well, his work that made his, the reason why his work is so distinctive is because it was an accurate reflection of him, and he was such an engaging personality. He didn't do drawings of people, you know, caricature we think of full of malice, and he was not that type of artist. He really tried to take the character created by the playwright and interpreted by the actor, and as he said, reinvent it in line. It would be, unfortunately, knowing so much about the subject, it's always hard to sort of bring it up in one or two sentences. But he really took, he was a melting pot of a lot of different influences, and in that way his work is distinctly American. He took the graphic sense of his friends John Held, who invented the look of the Jazz Age, and the Mexican artist Miguel Covarrubias. He took the perspective of Japanese woodcuts, which he was introduced to as a child, and he transmuted the negative characteristics of caricature into his thumbprint, which was this this life-affirming line that made one feel engaged by looking at it. You know, he drew performers who are notorious for having very particular personalities, and in 80 years, no one ever complained about his drawings.
Well, his drawings were always puzzles as well. After his signature on each of them, there would be a number, and that referred to the number of Ninas that he had put into that particular sketch. Nina was, of course, his daughter.
Yes, she has been in his drawings since 1945. When he was out of town in Philadelphia, seeing a show called Are You With It, that took place in a circus, and when he came back to New York, he heard his wife was in the hospital, giving birth to their one and only child. Had it been a boy, they would have named it Mark after Mrs. Hirschfeld's favorite author, Mark Twain. But they had a girl, and Hirschfeld went home after he saw that everyone was all right and finished his drawings, because he was never one to miss a deadline. And in one of the circus posters in the background of the show, he had a half man and half woman and the world's strongest person. And then he had Nina the Wonder Child, a little child reading a book. And for the next couple of weeks, he did that. And he thought the joke had run its course. And he stopped doing it. We started getting all these letters, telegrams, phone calls from people saying, spent all day Sunday looking for Nina in your drawings, can't seem to find it. And he realized it was easier to keep doing it than to answer all the letters, telegrams, and phone calls. He tried to stop it a couple of times over the years, you know, when she got a little bit older and, you know, when she was 18, when she got married, he felt that, you know, this is, you know, she wasn't his little girl anymore. Yet people, you know, never tired of looking for those Ninas. I think sometimes at the expense of actually seeing what the drawing was. And it was in 1960 that a writer wrote into the New York Times and said, "We love Hirschfeld's drawings. He really captures what he's his subject. But we need to know how many Ninas we're looking for, and would it be helpful if he would tell us." The publisher of the New York Times at that time was probably the only person in New York and maybe in the country who did not know that Hirschfeld hid his daughter's name in his drawings.
David Leopold, thanks very much for speaking with us today.
Okay.
David Leopold has been Al Hirschfeld's archivist for the last 10 years. The famous Broadway illustrator died at home earlier today. And here's music from one of the Broadway shows he illustrated, Oklahoma. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.